Oh, hey. Nice
job. We're here.
Are we? I'm not sure. I'm not sure at all.
It's always a question.
Yeah. What are we doing? It's another... Male Encounters of the Life Kind.
Yeah.
Milk.
We're milking it up at Traeger's.
We're milking it for all it's worth. We should have a contest doing that.
Yeah.
Whoever can come up with the best saying on milk.
Right.
We're milking it for all it's worth.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I sent you several the other day, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
I was just being a smartass.
Yeah, you were. But you know, I'm kind of excited because we talked to Scott. So we're gonna, what did we say? We got all kinds of great stuff.
And Scott is the owner here at Traeger's.
Yes. This young lady would like a water, I think.
Okay, you got it.
Is that all you wanted?
Yeah.
We're ordering drinks.
Could you bring a couple?
Yeah.
So we're gonna do the salsa off.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's a month that the salsa month. I mean, you know, there's
May.
This is Bartender Day.
It is today. Today is, yeah. Of course, not when people are hearing this.
No.
When we're recording.
No, that's true. Yeah.
There's your clue when we're recording.
But what we're going to do, we don't do National Bartender Day. Although we do love our bartender. Yeah, it took me a while to figure out how to pop that cork. But we're going to do that. We're going to do the salsa. What kind of name should we give that? Salsa off?
I know. Have people tell us.
There you go. Yeah, you can email us at mailencounters.
Wait a minute. There we go. Bar sounds.
mailencounters.lifekind@gmail.com. So, should we have a contest maybe for the name? What
sure.
What can we give them away?
A salsa contest.
We'll give them a drink.
Making contest.
Yeah. And we got a commitment from Scott for drink certificates, so we'll give them a drink.
Right.
Okay. I was a little worried that we could say that we could give drinks away.
But we can.
One. Yeah, one.
One.
We do not want to promote.
Per person, per lifetime. No.
But then there was, I love this idea for this trivia. Is it, it's not trivia, what do you call it? The bar exam.
Yeah, the bar exam.
Okay, so how's that going to work?
Well.
Because we need to start getting entrants for that. People need to start emailing us now with questions, right?
Yeah, I think if someone sends in a question, problem, quandary,
anything,
whatever issue that they're having, then we choose it to air on the show, then we'll give them a free drink.
Okay.
So send us your problem, quandary,
whatever
thing that's plaguing you.
So what are we going to do with
it
once we get
you out? Will pick. An answer, a solution for it.
I do.
And I will also pick one.
Okay.
And we won't collaborate on those.
Right.
And then we will put each of our proposed solutions to the bar.
To the crowd.
Yeah. And let the crowd vote on it.
So they'll have a majority vote then on what they need to do about whatever quandary that they're in.
Yeah. And it could be crazy. It could be nonsensical.
It could be whimsical.
It could be whimsical.
Let's see how many words we can come up with. It could be.
Yeah.
Are you a thesaurus? You have a thesaurus. You can't even say it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I'm a dinosaur. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I want to acknowledge AJ's here again today. Hi, AJ.
Hello.
I'm glad to have you. I'm glad you were able to make it. I know you're like this full-time freaking student. You go to school all the dang time. And Ken's going to make sure you're mic'd up.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ken.
We need to hear you.
I was watching the levels. She was coming through all right on my mic. But,
yeah.
You know, who knows for sure.
Yeah. She needs her own mic.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You deserve your own mic.
I want to know how many hours of school you're doing.
I am doing 12.
12 hours.
You know, that doesn't sound like a lot.
Is that,
but
now, is that a day or?
It feels like it.
12 semester hours?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot, because for every hour, you have to have 2 hours of study time, right?
Yeah, usually it's, and then for an art major, you also have all the studio classes,
oh.
So which is kind of the majority of what I've got. So I do a lot of extra time outside of class. Recently, we were doing ceramics, so I've had to put in extra time outside of class.
I saw one of the flubs that you had. Was it a flub that you had?
I don't know what
picture?
It was. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought, oh, poor AJ.
Oh, man. I'm having the worst time in that class.
It's
it sounds,
okay.
It sounds like it's so easy, you know, but that's the catch.
Yeah, I saw some pictures of the process. Now, have you finished that thing?
I did. I got a little further and than what I did, but it's not complete to to what I want it to be. You know, I've got a standard.
Yeah. The pictures I saw look pretty cool.
The last ones I saw looked really neat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll look good, so we'll see.
Well, you're on the right track.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just make AJ our guest today.
Right?
People are afraid of us. I
rightfully so. I mean, look at us, dude.
It's kind of ugly.
You guys are a couple scary guys.
Yeah.
You don't help saying that as a female.
You know.
You're not helping my cause at all.
Here's a story for you.
So I'm not worried about.
Recently, I just had my best friend that I've known forever, almost my entire life. I had him on my show, on Kim's Think Tank. And we brought that up, that his older daughter, she would walk down to the bus stop. It was down at the end of the street. And there was a day that I had just gotten off of work. I have this, it's actually a desert parka, but I have this kind of trench coat length thing that I was wearing that's this weird kind of desert camo print on it, and I was smoking, just a chain smoker at the time, and I had just gotten off of work. I was looking pretty rough, and I was wearing this thing, and I'm chain smoking cigarettes, and I was working night shifts. I get home, she's walking down. I'm like, yeah, I'll walk down with you. And so I walk down to the bus stop with her.
No, she's
cool. So I walk down to the bus stop with her, and I'm hanging out down there, and she's waiting for the bus, and she's early, so we're waiting a while. And I'm just walking around, you know, pacing around in front of her and talking with her, and we're having a good old chat. And a car pulls up and just sits there.
Oh, no.
Just total tinted out windows and just sits there the whole time. And I'm wondering, what is the deal with this truck, this big truck? And finally the bus pulls up, and I start walking away because she's going to get on the bus now. And the truck door is finally open. These two kids get out of the truck and get on the bus as well. And so later, apparently, I was freaking the neighborhood out. Because, as you just pointed out, I was this creepy-looking dude. I was this freaky dude hanging out that no one knew who I was. And I'm hanging out with this young teenage girl at the bus stop.
Hanging out.
Pacing around in front of this young teenage girl at the bus stop, chain smoking cigarettes, and the parents were like, I am not letting my child out, and I'm also not driving away because I'm keeping my eye on this dude. And so Amanda was her name. She just played it up. They were like, oh my God, who was that? And she was like, I don't know. It's just some guy.
He
was really nice. Like, what's the problem? And so for the longest time, I had the nickname of Stalker. That was my neighborhood nickname. I was the Stalker. So yeah, that's why no one wants to come hang out with us.
It could be. Although there's a fairly decent crowd tonight. I mean, it's bigger than it has been.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, I keep getting people looking over the shoulder. I'm wondering if we ought to grab one of them, have them come over and sit down and talk to us. I wonder how bad it would freak them out if I just walked over there with a microphone and say,
I'm telling you, we need...
What's your name?
I need to bring my wireless mics. We need an adapter.
Yeah, we could do that.
I can just get up and wander around. and ask people questions.
Freak them.
Yeah. 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 We need to figure that out. I'm going to figure that out.
Okay. I'm game for that. Yeah. All right. Well, you know, I don't know, Ken. We're like only like 10 minutes in. I don't know what we should. What are we going to do? What are we going to talk about? We started talking about what we got coming up. We're going to do the salsa thing.
Yeah.
We're looking for people to help us name what we're going to call this contest. I think we're just going to open it up, commercial or residential. It doesn't matter who you are. We're just going to open up. We'll let anybody compete with against the big dogs and see, because I know there's a lot of home cooks out there that have a great salsa recipe.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a restaurant with a chef that makes amazing salsa,
that's what we're looking for.
Joe Blow or Jill Blow.
Jill Blow.
Joe or
don't
Jill,
discriminate.
Right? Either one of those, they're like Sally Homemaker or why is Jill Sally all of a sudden? And I was trying to think of the equivalent for Joe. What's the Joe? Joe Homemaker.
Joe Homemaker. Right?
Joe Homemaker.
Yeah.
Joe or Jill Homemaker. And you have
it should be Jack. So we have Jack and Jill.
Jack and Jill.
Homemaker.
Yeah, Jack Blow.
Yeah, of course.
Jack and Jill Blow. They're married, and they're both amazing salsa makers. Neither one of them work. They just stay home with the kids. That's why they're amazing salsa makers.
Right.
They've got plenty of time. No. So, yeah, if you're just whoever you are, and that's not what you do for a living, but you know you can kick the pants off anybody else when it comes to your salsa, I know a person like that. I know a couple of people like that.
Yeah, I do too. They've
passed it on through the family. Because,
and I know I'm not eligible, but I would like to do it myself.
Yeah. You know what? Not you, Dave, but the other Dave.
The guy that is going to be one of our shows, yeah.
They make really good salsa, and they've passed that on already to their
children?
Teenage daughter. She makes amazing salsa. Yeah, it's really good.
Do you make a salsa?
I do not.
I
opened
not one of the things
a bottle of salsa. Yeah. I'm really good at that.
Is that stuff from New York City?
Never.
You know, I just the other day I made salsa. I mean,
did you?
You know, I used to make pico de gallo, with the chunks and stuff. But the other day I just got in the mood because I was going to do this salsa contest.
Yeah.
So I had some, I didn't have anything really fresh. I had an onion. The jalapenos were even canned. But, yeah, I had everything I needed.
Yeah.
Most of it canned. I put it together, and I'm like, well, this is, so I tasted it, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm entering.
Yeah.
I'm going to enter the freaking contest. It was amazing. I amazed myself. And just,
I'm just remembering
tomatoes?
Way back. I think it was still in the Air Force. There was somebody a long, long time ago. It might have been a salsa contest, or it might just been some people brought some salsa to a thing. I don't really remember, but there was this salsa that was amazing, and I like hot stuff. Like, it needs to be hot. Not when you go to a restaurant and they're like, it's going to be hot. And I'm like, are you seriously? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Can't get
it,
me.
Yeah, it needs to be hot. Yeah. Not where you can serve it in a restaurant to most people. Hot. Hot. So this was hot, but then it had this thing. It was so good. So anyway, I was asking the guy, I'm like, what is that? He said it was like black cherries. He just chops up like cherries and puts in there.
Yeah.
And it was like this spicy, but like this kind of tart little sweet thing added to it. Oh, it was so good. Yeah.
It's interesting.
Black cherries and salsa.
Look at this.
AJ's telling we have to pay bills.
Yes.
Did you bring a checkbook?
Man, I'm gonna go over to this table behind us over here.
Right?
They keep getting bigger and it's all female.
I know. Yeah. It's just a crowd. A crowd of women that keeps gathering.
Get us out of here.
Okay, pay the bills, and Dave and I are gonna go check that out.
And then you'll mute us, hit that.
Yeah, you're good to go.
Got to take a pause for the cause. Funny. I've always wanted to say that. Sit tight. David and Ken will return before you know it.
Hi, my name is Tammy Reiser, and I'm the owner of Encore Coffee. I'm a retired teacher, in 2019 diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. I wasn't quite ready to be done yet. My son actually came up with the name Encore because it's my second act, and I wanted to give back to the community that took such good care of me during my cancer treatment. So for more information, it's EncoreCoffeeShop.com.
Oh, hi there. I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.com.
I'll probably just get a hold of Ken Collins Marketing.com.
The sea, the back. Bladders emptied, personalities refreshed.
You'll hear the right? That's Ken in my favorite part.
But that's the beginning. That's where everything begins. Isn't that supposed to be the end?
The
Yeah.
Yeah, I have it at the end.
Okay.
But
okay.
You think I should have it at the beginning?
Yeah.
At the beginning, it says, hit me.
Well, okay. Yeah.
And then,
I mean, depending on what you're into, so that's a good way to start.
I'll tell you what, let's get Eric down here. We'll talk to him. He's the music guy.
Yeah.
We'll make him explain it.
Right.
You know, when he sent it to me, that's kind of a cute story. He sends it to me. He goes, well, first I said, hey, man, you got that music bed ready? And he's like, yeah. You know, and there's this long pause. I'm like, what's the deal, dude? And he goes, well, I don't know, man. I'm not sure I'd like it. It's not your decision. Send the damn thing to me now. He starts laughing.
He goes,
I could probably do more to it. I said, no, send it to me. Let me decide. You know, it's okay. So I fell in love with it. I mean, you know, you could tell he put a lot of thought in it.
That's kind of the artist's dilemma.
Probably.
You're creating something. It's coming out of nowhere. It didn't exist before you did it. And right. So it's 100% coming from you, and then it's going to be judged by people. You're going to throw it out in the world, and people are going to look at it, and they're going to, or listen to it, or whatever, and they're going to like it, or they're not going to like it. And that means they're not liking or liking you, and that's, I know a lot of artists, and that's a constant struggle.
They get their butt hurt easily,
yeah.
And I understand that. I used to, when I was in radio, somebody
yeah.
call and say they didn't like something, I couldn't do the rest of the show, you know, when I was live. But then I got to thinking, it's all subjective. You know, it's all subjective.
Yeah.
Subjective. And the folks that I deal with, and I told Eric, I said, man, I'm not going to embarrass you, dude. If it's not,
no.
I'll let you know.
Yeah.
You know. But I have other artists that have put stuff on Facebook or done live feeds on YouTube, and they get one negative comment, and they're
right.
pulling it down.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
And I try to tell people, especially artists like that, I'm like, you have no idea how many like it. Because if they like it, they may not say anything. They'll like, oh, that's cool, and then they'll go on about their business. Very few people will take the time to send you a message and, man, I really like that, or... You know, it just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just me thinking, living with rose-colored glasses, thinking maybe, because I never get any compliments. I only get Valentine's cards from secret admirers.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You did.
I did. And I think I told you, I called and spoke with her. We're gonna have coffee.
Awesome.
Yeah, we'll see what transpires from there. But I, you know, I have been, it's my own fault. I've been just damn near begging. I feel like I'm married.
Every time you get in front of a microphone, you're like, please, anyone, is anyone listening to me? Please.
Do you like my voice? I can make it even sexier.
There is. You even came onto my show and did that.
Yeah, I did. Oh, did I?
Oh,
I
you don't did. Remember. You did. I cut it out, but you did.
Well, I'm glad you cut it out. I don't know.
Yeah.
Did I just bring it up out of the blue? It couldn't have been. We had to have been talking about something that triggered it.
We were setting up a show, and yeah, it's, so, know. Yeah.
But anyway, I'm not desperate. This is just leaving it there. But it's nice to leave your options open.
But I would make salsa? The argument that many men, whether they're in a relationship or not, are quote unquote desperate. Let's broaden the definition of that, right? Because that's that is a common theme with married couples who've been together forever, of her going, not right now.
Yeah, not tonight.
Seriously, leave me alone. And he's like, come on, please. Give me something, anything.
And ladies, 20 minutes of begging does not constitute foreplay.
No, it does not. So I could make the argument that most men, doesn't matter your relationship status, are
hard up.
Some version of desperate. Broad version of that.
Let's redefine. You're a little younger than I am. Not much, but a little bit.
Yeah. The dinosaurs had just died.
That's right. When I was born. AJ, don't laugh at his stuff. It just encourages him. Don't do that. I forgot what I was going to say.
The dinosaurs that were younger.
Yeah, no.
I'm a little younger than you are.
Yeah, and so...
Yeah.
It's a little different. I mean, I'm not sexually driven.
Sure,
yeah. Young men are really...
Oh, yeah.
...sexually driven, period.
Yeah.
I mean, by the time you hit 16, 17 years old, to the time you're about 30, 40, pushing 50...
Yeah.
You're sexually driven.
Yeah.
I'm at the point in my life where I'm not sexually driven. I can take time to get to know someone.
Right.
Hopefully. That's the plan. Now, so maybe you're still just a little kid inside. I don't know. But
aren't we all, though?
Well, I hope so. I hope I never grow up.
No, I'm just a picker of a part of the human condition. I think that's what I am. Yeah.
You are. You are. See, I even took a minute to think about that. Because I think I accused you on the last show of taking too damn much time to come up with an answer.
Yeah, there was a time in my life where I was...
I know.
I was a hoe.
Yeah.
I was.
A hoe?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Yeah, I was a great big old hussy.
I can see that.
It was the game, man. Loving the game.
Because that hair is damn sexy.
Well, actually, when I started, actually, for the majority of that time, I was in the Air Force. So I, couldn't have the hair.
Oh, so you didn't have anything going for you then.
I'm a talker.
Where's the ba-dum bump?
Yeah. But again, that was, quite a few years ago, so...
Well,
different time.
And, well, and,
I don't have the energy for that anymore.
Society's changed too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all different. It's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
And for me, women are in my age group are much more mature. And I've said this before. They don't need anybody. You know. If I'm entitled to be a part of their life, to me that's an extreme privilege that I would honor and take care of.
That's,
and hope they would reciprocate with me. So what I was going to say, do you feel that way with Jerry?
Oh, definitely. I was wondering, had we had this conversation on mic before? Because that's actually my preference. Jerry's heard this. Many of the women that I just started dating have heard this. Jerry heard it early on. That I'm not that guy that needs the doting woman, that kind of thing.
Right.
That bugs me. I don't like that. And so I like strong, independent women. I like a woman who could take or leave me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So she has no need for me whatsoever. That's the woman that I like. And that's Jerry. She has no need for me. She was fine before she met me. Yeah. So
that's what I'm looking for.
So that was always the kind of the talk is, I want you to want me. I do not want you to need me. That'll start freaking me out. And it's not a thing that I like. And so yeah.
She's giving you that was a thumbs up. She liked it.
Yeah. And then a down.
Oh, up and down.
It's time for a break.
Oh. We have to pay more bills?
Yes.
We have a lot of bills, don't we?
We don't know how to act when we have an intro.
Normally just we're running rampant these, in here. Yeah. We got someone keeping us in line now.
We're gonna make these breaks longer, so we need some more sponsors right away. So I'd have time to get my butt to the bathroom.
We love you, AJ.
We're gonna do one this time. Yes, ma'am. You're all over it.
Don't touch that dial. Or anything else for that matter. David and Ken are going to break for just a couple of minutes.
Traeger's offers specialty drinks, classic libations, domestic and craft beers, wine, and cocktails. Whether you're in the mood for a classic cocktail or simply a cold one after a long day, we've got you covered. So pinkies down and thumbs up, because when you're family, who needs formality?
Whether buying or selling, our experienced realtors at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door are here to help. Come see us in beautiful downtown Farmington, New Mexico at 228 West Main Street. Check us out at goldendoorfarmington.com or give us a call at 505-325-4153.
Interwest Concepts is the proud producer of wonderful podcasts like Male Encounters of the Life Kind, The Glower Chronicles, and the flagship that started it all, The General's Wake Up Call. From TV and radio production to assisting with your next podcast idea, Interwest can do it all. To find out how to become a part of the family, head on over to our webpage,
interwestconcepts.com.
Now that wasn't too long, was it? On with the show.
You know, you were asking AJ during the break, and you know, I'm going to tell you right now, Ken, nothing pisses me off more if we have conversations.
Have conversations off mic?
Yeah, the break.
What?
That's fantastic. You guys were like, holy crap, and AJ's got great answers.
It's not like we're trying to run a show here, David.
they're not going to be quite the same. what's the producer's number? I'm going to call.
So basically, I was asking AJ about pickup lines. I was going to ask her if she had any good pickup lines that she's ever heard at some point. I know she's been in a relationship for a while, but have you ever, like...
Anything worked on you, I guess, is what he's getting at.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, nothing works.
They're kind of corny, aren't they?
Yeah, and it's really obvious. You know what I mean? Like, when someone gives you a pickup line, because it's like, man. And you either, you know, and then you look at the person who gave you the line, and then you go from there, you know?
Well,
right.
Yeah.
Are they attractive?
Right.
Are they not? Are you going to fall for the pickup line?
Right.
You know, or not.
Fall for the pickup line.
See?
I have never used them. This is kind of a side to the pull pickup line thing. A person that I know, he was giving me advice. Because I'm not a sales guy. I'm a strategy guy. I'm a marketing guy, all that kind of thing. I'm the spreadsheet guy sitting in a dark corner of a room somewhere just trying to take over the world. That's me. I'm not the out in people's faces guy. And so I was talking with somebody and letting them know, I don't do sales. How do I do sales? And he's like, dude, just treat it like dating. He's like, you were pretty good at that, right? And I immediately, like superficially, I was thinking, yeah, there was a time, yeah. But no, I have never, outside of high school, I have never gone on a date with a woman that I was interested in.
Wow.
I just meet women, start talking to them, and one thing leads to the next, and there we are. So I never dated Jerry. I never. But now been with her for, a long time. Yeah. And so, so the whole pickup line thing just doesn't register in my brain right. And the whole dating thing actually doesn't really register in my brain, because I just close the deal. If you're interested, you're interested. If you're not, you're not. Maybe that's what the pickup line is, but the problem is pickup lines are super corny.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you only one that's ever worked for me. And I tried a majority of them when I was younger. I was always into comedy anyway, you know?
Yeah.
So I always like trying to get the woman to laugh. I know that laughter is by far, you know, I've gotten women just by making them laugh.
Yeah.
I mean,
to
go out with me just by making them laugh. But the one that worked, I've been working on this woman for a good 6 months, and she would not, my first name is Robert, right? she would not date anybody that had the name first, the name Robert, because she'd been burnt by a bunch of Roberts.
Yeah.
That's what she's telling me, and I'm like, well, you know, I guess maybe because I probably don't want to date anybody named Cindy. But, you know, that's what I'm thinking in my mind, you know. So I just was really, I mean, she'd parked, we'd been speaking on and off, and she really had sparked my interest. So I, and she was 6 foot tall. You know, it's very seldom do I find a woman that's 6 foot tall.
Yeah.
Perfect dance partner for me. So I said to her, and I don't even know where I got this, listen, if I gave you a watch, would you give me the time of day? There was this, my phone started ringing. She goes, okay. She goes, but can I call you David instead?
Yes, that's my name from now on. It's David, yes.
I said, sure.
And you've been David ever since.
No. Good point. Oh, but I honestly, side note to that, I believe that she was, had been, had the operation. Because I swear to God, I think she had an Adam's apple, and I don't think women.
What's her name, Lola?
What's even better?
Yes, it was Lola, wasn't it?
What's even better was we were at a bar in Phoenix, one of those dance bars, Grand Central Station, where we were. And we were at the country bar. And so I'm dancing with her, you know, and I'm like, you know, she's hard to maneuver.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not like the gentle touch of a woman. And, you know, I kept seeing, I thought, I was doing like this, you know, trying to duck down to see if.
Yeah.
Anyway.
She had calluses. She kept trying to lead.
Coming to my mind is that Rodney Carrington song, I Think I'm Dancing with a Man.
Yeah.
So, needless to say, here's how that whole relationship ended. Because we went out a couple of times, but just nothing felt. And I never did kiss goodnight, just the hug. And it was like one of those, big, like my dad used to hug me.
She's picking you up.
A woman, that might have been okay.
Yeah.
But so I sent her a text. We were talking, really intimate talking text, and I sent her a text. I said, listen, I don't think you're telling me everything. So that's all I put. I don't think you're telling me everything.
Why don't you really like the name Robert? Be honest. Bob.
Anyway, she ghosted me after I sent that last text. I don't think you're telling me everything. I think is what I said in the text. Never heard from her again. So.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
Yeah. You know, we up to go to the bathroom together, right?
Yeah.
And she walks, we do the split, and she's walking away. And I look, and you know, she's kind of hunched over like a man would be, and just looking at her the way she was walking, I'm like, holy crap. That is not a woman.
I like the kind of inclination of yeah, I was pretty sure she was a man, so I only went out with her like 5 or 6 times after that.
Yeah, well, wasn't that many? I think it was twice. Listen,
I had my standards.
I wanted to get her in the daylight so I could see if she had a freaking Adam's apple, you know, because it was just, I could not really tell.
Well, that leads into the one, you could have invited her to breakfast, right?
Yes.
Daylight time. So that's actually, I had this.
But
this,
that would mean an all night thing, and I didn't want to get into that.
It doesn't necessarily, because that was my friend's pickup line. She said it just about worked. It was a guy that was kind of like a little bit flirting, like, you know, just kind of across the bar, eye contact, you know, say a couple of words type of a thing or whatever. And he could tell she was kind of digging him a little bit. Like she told me, she was like, he was cute. That's why it almost worked. But he came up behind her and he put his hands on her shoulder. And then he leaned in.
That's ballsy.
He leaned in and whispered in her ear. He's like, hey, I'd like to take you to breakfast. And there's a couple of different ways that we could go about this. Either I could give you a call, or I could roll over and nudge you.
Wow!
And she was like, I almost went to bed with him. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess you have to be real. For almost, me. It didn't work, right? Almost.
It almost worked. Almost. It didn't work.
I would have punched him. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, immediately if I felt somebody, you know, touching me, I would have, like, socked somebody, you know. A good right hook.
She's got him in a martial arts hold.
I guess it didn't
Who
work.
Who are you? What are you doing? He has a bloody nose because she's banged it on the bar. Sorry. That's because, AJ, you're a badass.
I know.
You are.
I know.
You know, she doesn't come off that way, but when you sit and talk to her, and you can tell, I would, there's a lot of people that I'll mess with. I mean, you know, if they want to mess with me, I'll mess back.
Yeah.
AJ, I would never want to mess with.
She'll cut you.
Yeah.
I will. I'm not wearing my knife tonight. I usually wear.
Listen, she knows how to defend herself, you know, and she's ex-military, so I really,
right?
You know, I'd rather
That's
not.
That's what it is.
I don't. I like my testicles. I want to keep them with her. Yeah. I don't want them.
I mean, do you though? I mean, you've had kids. I've had kids. Don't really need them. I mean,
well, that's true. But man, it really hurts when you get kicked in the mommy daddy button.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, honestly. Yeah. Hey, we're doing
okay.
Great.
Is a relative term.
Yeah.
What is your name? Introduce.
I'm Celeste.
Celeste is asking
Celeste.
If we're okay.
We're going to make you a radio star. Oh.
We are.
This young woman is brave enough to sit with us.
I know.
Yes, you can. I'll have another.
All right,
please.
Sounds good. Let me run. Do you want another one?
I'm good for now.
Okay.
Thank you.
I don't know. You know, the whole preface behind the show is for us trying to figure out where we belong in today's society, and you know, and it kind of comes back full circle. I think just everybody trying to get along, I think, is the most important thing. And
yeah, especially nowadays. I mean, that's a big one right there.
I have a friend out of Durango, and I'm going to get her to come down. Things have kind of changed. She found a pea lump on her, a pea-sized lump on her breast.
And they haven't tested it yet.
No. March was as soon as she could get in to. But she wants to come down and debate, because I was telling her about there's not a whole lot of difference between men and women. She goes, and she gave me there's the factor. There's the female factor and there's the male factor, and the two do not mix. So yeah, she's got some great, you know. And
does she want to debate? Did she use that word?
No, she said she was going to put us in our place. So,
she does!
Yeah.
Yes, bring her on. Okay, this will be amazing.
She's going to make us understand the difference, I guess.
I will dig myself into a... I am so far from chauvinist, but I'll dig myself into that just for the sake of the debate.
The argument.
Yes,
yeah.
I will play devil's advocate.
I've known her a long time. We've written plays together for Snowdown Follies. We danced together in the Snowdown Follies 2 years in a row, actually.
Oh, nice.
So I know her very well. She's a very good friend.
Yeah.
But she
bring her, man.
She doesn't take crap, for sure.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. When I told her about, you know, there's not a whole lot of differences, you know, Ken and I have determined, and she's like, well.
You haven't determined anything.
Kind of.
Yeah.
All right,
awesome.
I know we're about out of time, so let's make sure we're going to do the salsa off. Help us with that. Give us a name.
We need a name. What do we call that thing?
Yeah.
A salsa making contest. What is the?
I kind of like salsa off, salsa on.
Yeah.
I don't know, but. Yeah, some kind of name.
Dude, there are more women at this table.
I know.
Now.
There's a buku.
Yeah.
And AJ knows them.
They just keep multiplying.
I know.
Hello. Water them at midnight.
Right? That's what's happening. Yeah.
I missed that. What'd you say?
Water them. Basically, someone got them wet. That's what happened. It was a Gremlins reference.
Oh, my.
It was the Gremlins.
And I had to do my thing. That's how it works.
I've told you not to bring your thing out at the table.
It's embarrassing to do.
All right, the salsa contest.
Yeah, salsa making. That's what we're talking about. Before AJ completely derailed us.
It's all right, AJ. You are welcome anytime. You know that, right? I appreciate the fact that I don't have to do anything with the board. So, you know, I'm loving you tremendously. And I know you're only drinking water, but, you know, if you want something else, it's on me. My house. What do you need? The other thing.
Bar exam.
I want to do the bar exam really bad.
Yeah. I think that would be fun.
So pose us a question of any type, mailencounters.lifekind@gmail.com. Yeah. And any kind of question.
Serious or not serious,
doesn't matter. Yeah.
And if we choose it, we'll get you a free drink. If we choose to put it on the air.
Yeah. And we're gonna get you an answer, whether it be serious or not serious, we'll get you an answer.
Yeah.
You may not like the answer, but we'll get you an answer. And Ken will give an answer, I'll give an answer, and we'll...
And then the bar will vote.
The bar will vote which is the best.
Which answer is best?
I think... Honestly, I think it's going to be...
My answers will be insane, just so you know.
Well, you know, I can so
it
see...
It depends, it depends, but yeah.
But I don't want anybody to be afraid about doing it. I mean, they don't have to appear, they don't have to talk.
We don't have to use your name.
Yeah, we don't have to use your name. We're going to have a guest. We're trying to figure out a way how to make her anonymous. But yeah, she's an upstanding member. I'm surprised Julie even associated with us last week.
She didn't really. You noticed.
I know.
She took the pictures she wouldn't have to be in the pictures.
I don't want to be seen with those guys. But yeah, so anything. I mean, honestly, we won't put you on if you don't want to be on. We won't use your name, whatever. But just... You know, come on down. I mean, get in on the fun.
Yeah.
I can hardly wait till it gets warmer outside because we'll be outside and
I know.
The food truck will be up and running and everything will be going great.
So. Yeah.
Oh, we're way past time.
We're just jabbering on.
Yeah, let's blame it on AJ.
Yeah, because she was up taking pictures.
Damn it, AJ.
We love you, AJ.
We do. Other than that, though, I'm excited. And if anybody has an idea for a contest of some sort, I mean, I'm game. Let's have some fun.
Email us.
Yeah, I'm thinking. Okay, so I'm thinking April or May, somewhere in there for the salsa off.
May.
May, you think it better? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm good with May.
Yeah, the 5th of May. It didn't have to be on that
Cinco
date,
de Mayo.
Right? But it's a good month for it.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn, he got a not good idea. I'm going to have to acknowledge. Okay. All right, brother. I think, I don't know. AJ, you have any 2 cents you'd like to add?
No.
I wish so much we had video.
The visual on that was amazing. She unmutes her mic, turns up the volume.
Looks at me.
Looks
so
at you.
Hell.
Sideways and says... No.
That was one of those your spouse gives you that kind of look.
Yes.
Hey, dumbass.
Yes, we've seen that look. Yeah. I've seen that look.
I got the dumbass look. But I still
love
you, AJ.
So okay. I say things just to get that look.
Yeah.
All right. I want that look.
Yeah. I call it the go to hell look.
Yeah.
All right. Get us out of here. You're going to play This Is the Close over there. We're good to go.
Goodbye, everybody.
Wait, hold on. Let me make sure Ken had nothing more to say. I know AJ doesn't. I know for a fact she's done. But do you have anything else you'd like
to
add?
Not a thing.
Okay.
All right.
Wait. No.
wait. That's it.
And
there you go.